This is the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Now, when the Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with defiled hands, that is, without washing them. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they thoroughly wash their hands, thus observing the tradition of the elders. And they do not eat anything from the market unless they wash it. And there are also many other traditions that they observe, the washing of cups, pots, and bronze kettles. And so the Pharisees and the scribes asked Jesus, "Why do your disciples not live according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" Jesus said to them, "Isaiah prophesied rightly about you hypocrites. As it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines.' You abandon the commandment of God and hold to human tradition." Then Jesus called the crowd again and said to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going in can defile, but the things that come out are what defile. For it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come. Fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, folly, all these evil things come from within, and they defile a person." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Well, I am back. I did some quick, like, back-of-the-napkin math about my travels this summer, and I figured out I must have gone over 5,000 miles on trains, much to the joy of my 5-year-old son and much to the exhaustion of me, his dad. I also went over 3,000 miles in cars, all to see roughly about 50 different people who are dear to me in my life. 50 different relationships that I wanted to take some time, this gift of time, to be able to share myself with them and to tend to our relationships. When I applied for the money to fund this travel, this sabbatical, and to fund some of the work that has been going on here as well, from the Lilly Foundation, I was encouraged in that application to write about and to make a plan for something that would make my heart sing. What would it be that would make your heart sing? I thought about the work of my wife as a hospice chaplain who visits people on their deathbeds as they're bringing their lives to a close. And as people bring their lives to an ending, they never talk about, oh, the money that they had, how they wish they had had enough. They never talk about having wanted to work more hours in their job. They talk about the people in their lives, the relationships, and the time that they wish they could have with them, the healing that they wish they might have been able to have with them. And so when I thought about what would make my heart sing, this deathbed wisdom was something that made me guide the journey that I planned to really be an adventure of relationships. I know our youth went to the National Youth Gathering this summer, and it made me think about when I went to the National Youth Gathering when I was a kid. When I went when I was a kid, I learned something that year from the speakers. I learned about the idea of Ubuntu, I learned about that idea that many of you have learned about, some of you even from the South African people that idea comes from. This idea that I am because we are. That our relationships are what make us whole. Our relationships with our families, with our friends, with the people that we work with all those in our lives, our neighbors. And one of the biggest relationships, the one that really makes us whole, the one that really makes me whole, is my relationship with God, with Jesus. As we look to Jesus today in our gospel reading, he's got some hard words for the Pharisees. You hypocrites, don't you know what you're talking about? You don't even know what you're saying. In vain do you worship God. Jesus has some harsh words today for those religious elite folks. But let's journey into this gospel reading here just a little bit more to find out why. Why is it that Jesus is reacting so strongly to these religious folks that are tending to the washing of hands? Well, as we go into the scriptures, as we look at the context of the setting of this story, we see that where Jesus is on the lake shore. Jesus has just come across the lake, the Sea of Galilee, a grand body of water that is the central focus of life in the land of Galilee. And Jesus has just come across and landed in Gennesaret, which is this little region on the lake shore. And as he lands, the people there are unwell. Their bodies are hurting. Their hearts have stopped singing. Their spirits are failing. The people are inundated with demons. Outside forces that seek to control their lives, to tell them who they are and who they cannot be. Forces like empire, political power, which they lack. Forces like hunger, malnutrition, forces like disease, illness, long fought. And into this community of people who are unwell, Jesus comes and sets about being Jesus. The power of the wholeness of God just starts flowing out through him because Jesus would have it no other way. Jesus doesn't hoard the power that he has through God. Jesus always lets that power go. And that power through Jesus, through God, is making the people whole. Everywhere that Jesus turns, the people are coming to him, bringing their hard-earned hurts, their broken bodies, their wounded hearts. And just seeking something, anything, any little word of hope, any feeling of love, any touch of compassion from this man of God, Jesus. And as they reach out to just touch even the fringe of his cloak, the power of God flows and they are made well. Their bodies are made whole. They are made healthy. Their hearts start to sing. The religious elite have come to the region now, come from Jerusalem, come from the place of power of the temple. And as they come into this scene, you might think that they would see what's going on and be astounded as you might be walking into that situation where there are crowds of people around this man, crowds that are coming broken and leaving whole. But as the religious elite come to Jesus, they walk by those broken people. They walk by those people who have stories of healing on their lips, and they cannot hear the song of their hearts. They cannot see the wholeness that is the people that have encountered Jesus. Their ears are too stopped up with prejudice and preconceived notions about what is right. Their eyes are blinded by the judgmentalism with which they wield their religious faith. And as they come to Jesus in the midst of this crowd of healing, they can only see some dirty hands. Can you imagine that? To walk into that situation, into that scene of healing, and to only see a little speck of dirt on some hands. Why are they not washing their hands right? How dare they? Why do you not keep the tradition of the elders? But see, Jesus is keeping the tradition of the elders. Jesus is keeping the tradition of the elders because Jesus knows why the traditions of the elders are there in the first place. As we look in the reading from Deuteronomy, Moses is speaking at the beginning of his laying out of sort of the summation of the law, of the tradition that he has entrusted into the people, so that they might carry it forward in their lives in the land of Israel as they cross over the Jordan. Moses is speaking to the people of Israel and saying, give heed to these statutes and ordinances. But why? So that you may live. To enter and occupy the kingdom of God. So that you may live. This is the point of our faith. This is the point of life. To live. And not just to survive, but to live. And you know the difference. You know the days when you are just getting by, just making it to sundown, just making it to the next day, trying to just scrape through. And you know the difference between days like that and days where you have fully lived. The point of our faith, the point of following God, the point of all of this conversation, all of these traditions, all of this practice that we do together, the point is so that we may live. The reason that I follow God is so that I can fully live. And in that desire, in that yearning for a fullness of life, yeah, sometimes you got to be willing to get your hands a little dirty and do the hard work that comes. The hard work, but the good work, the purposeful work of tending to the people and the relationships around us. The whole reason Jesus walks among us is so that people may have life and may have life eternally abundant. The reason we follow God and trust God is because we have tasted that life and we want more. We know that it's there. Even when we don't feel it, we know that in God it's there seemingly just at the edge of our grasp, just at the tip of our tongue. We can taste it for a moment when we share communion. We can feel it for a moment when we pass the peace. We can remember it for a moment as the water drips on our foreheads and we remember our baptisms and we want more. We need more. Because as we look out in our world, as we look in our neighborhoods, as we look in our community, we know the truth, which is that people remain people, and the people remain unwell. In too many places, the songs of our hearts are silent. the places that we yearn to hear that song, to have life. It's a little too quiet. Maybe that song has moved a bit. Maybe it's not in the temples. Maybe it's out on the lake shores. Maybe it's here. Maybe it's there just at the edge of our grasp. A song of wholeness that is ours again in each dying and rising. The song of wholeness that is ours just a moment away from wherever you are. Just a remembrance of what Jesus has come to bring us. Just a liberation into the courage of leading the lives that God has called us to lead, which is a life of the fullness of you. Where you are fully you. Fully alive. Whole and healthy and strong. So let us die to the false temptations of prejudice and judgmentalism, the false promises of a power wielded against others, a power that would say that in order for us to be whole, we need to denigrate others, we need to cut them down. But instead, from healed hearts, from singing hearts, let us live into the things that purify the love and the life of Jesus. Amen.
My heart.